These damn wokers, they give me so much material. It is hard to talk about anything else. Sometimes I think that there is no way these people really believe the stuff that they say. They just can't be this stupid. When it comes to a guy like Max Kellerman, I really do believe he's just that stupid. Believe it or not, I actually like Stephen A. Smith. That doesn't mean I agree with him on everything, but I find Stephen A. Smith to be entertaining. I don't watch him anymore on First Take. Haven't watched him in a long time. Because I can't stand Max Kellerman. His voice. His face. Most of the time when I hear wokers and their opinions, I just laugh it off. I just laugh about it. But Max Kellerman has this innate ability to just piss me off with his agenda. I'm not the type of person that hate watches television, so I just don't watch First Take anymore. But when I heard about Max Kellerman's opinion on quarterbacks in the NFL draft, I just couldn't sit by and let this go unnoticed. Of course, all of it has to do with race. I mean, everything has to do with race with wokers nowadays. There were reports that Justin Fields' draft stock was falling. Now, those of us who are normal, who live in the real world, who aren't woke, we take these rumors for what they are. I mean, every year before the draft, players, their stock rises or it falls. It's what happens. This happens every year. According to Max Kellerman, in recent years, artificial barriers have been put in place for black quarterbacks that cause their draft stock to fall more than white quarterbacks. He cites Mitchell Trubisky being drafted before Deshaun Watson and Patrick Mahomes a couple of years ago as an example. This is my main problem with wokers. With guys like Max Kellerman, everything always boils down to race. Let me just explain something here. I'm going to make this simple. Mitchell Trubisky wasn't drafted ahead of Deshaun Watson and Patrick Mahomes because he was white. That was not why. He was drafted ahead of both of those quarterbacks because the Chicago Bears are idiots when it comes to the quarterback position. It's as simple as that. This is a franchise that hasn't had a franchise quarterback in 70 years. Of course they screwed up in the draft. That's what the Bears do. It had nothing to do with race. It had everything to do with the fact that the Bears are incompetent. Just like Max Kellerman is incompetent. This is the kind of stuff that really pisses me off. The white guy on television, and I know Max Kellerman is Jewish, but he's white. But the white guy on television that makes apologies for being white and is always trying to look out for the black community. He wants to get his street cred by basically making stuff up. Let me tell you what color NFL teams care about. When it comes to drafting a quarterback, and when it comes to everything, let me tell you what color NFL teams care about. They don't care about black, white, red, yellow, brown, purple. They don't care. They don't give a damn about any of that. When it comes to drafting quarterbacks or any player, the only color NFL teams care about is green. Can this guy win games for us? Which translates to, can this guy make us money? If we're going to invest $50 million in this kid, can he pack Soldier Field every Sunday, or Lambeau Field, or the Superdome, or Foxborough? Can he get us on national television 4 times a year? Can he keep us relevant? Can he keep us mainstream? That's all NFL teams care about. That's it. Wins, money. That is it. If they feel like a kid like Trey Lance puts them in a better position to win and make money than Mac Jones, they're going to draft Trey Lance. Teams don't sit there and say, well, Trey Lance, he's better. He can help us win, but he's black. So we're going to go with Mac Jones instead because he's an all-American white guy. That does not happen. Max Kellerman is peddling a myth, which is common in the woke community, myth peddling. I'm about to prove to you guys that what Max Kellerman is claiming, it does not happen in the NFL. In the last 20 or so years, There have been 5 black quarterbacks drafted number 1 overall. Now, I'm sure the wokers out there will claim that there should have been 10 or 20 instead of just 5. But let's look at some of those 5 quarterbacks who were drafted number 1. Jameis Winston, drafted number 1 by Tampa a few years ago. Now, coming out of college, there were some serious red flags surrounding Jameis Winston. He was immature. He had sexual harassment claims against him while he was at Florida State. He had that incident in the lunchroom that happened. Jameis Winston was the definition of risk, at least off the field. Now, did any of that cause his draft stock to fall? No, because he has a rocket for an arm. The Bucs were willing to risk all the off-the-field issues because they felt like Jameis Winston could win them games. Jamarcus Russell, drafted number 1 by the Raiders, 15 or so years ago. He had big success in college, but coming into the NFL, he had a bit of a reputation for being lazy. In college, a guy like Jamarcus Russell, he can get by on his talent and his athletic ability alone. That is not enough to make it at the NFL level. You have got to have the work ethic. There's a big difference in playing against the Auburn defense, who might have 1, maybe 2 NFL caliber players, and playing against an NFL defense that has 11 college all-stars. Now, did that stop the Raiders from drafting Jamarcus Russell number 1? No. Cam Newton, another one who got into some minor trouble in college. Did that stop the Panthers from drafting him? No. You get my point. Race does not factor into the equation when it comes to drafting a quarterback. If there were real racial barriers in the NFL, as Max Kellerman likes to claim, then explain to me how the 4 highest paid players in the league are all black. Russell Wilson, Patrick Mahomes, Deshaun Watson, Dak Prescott. Any of those guys white? Max Kellerman is part of the problem. This isn't the first time that he's went on ESPN and just spit straight lies, propaganda. Last summer, when all the riots were going on, you know, about police brutality against black people, Max Kellerman went on ESPN and claimed that these were not riots, these were peaceful protests. He went even further, claimed it was actually right-wing white political activists that were burning down buildings and being violent with people. It wasn't black people out there. These were all white people doing that. Now, no one believed him, of course, because Max Kellerman has absolutely zero credibility with anyone who has a working brain. And just to be clear, those riots last summer, it was people of all races. It wasn't just black people. It wasn't just white people. It was people of all races out there doing that. Now, no wonder the ratings for First Take are down big. Now we understand why ESPN wanted to reunite Stephen A. with Skip Bayless a couple of months ago. Now, Skip Bayless is woke. Don't get it twisted. The dude is woke. I am no fan of Skip Bayless. But at least he and Stephen A. Smith were entertaining together. Max Kellerman is the king of woke talking points, and he's boring. He has absolutely no substance to his arguments. Half the time, I think he just makes stuff up on the air with no preparation at all. Then he has the audacity to say that Trump voters and SEC country are susceptible to low-quality information, and they're easy to propagandize. Remember that? Remember him saying that last September? Yeah, the king of propaganda, accusing people in the South of being easily manipulated. This is the same guy that claimed over and over and over that the NFL would never make it through the regular season because of the COVID and that it was irresponsible for them to play football during a pandemic. I don't know if you guys know this, but the NFL, they played all 16 regular season games last year. But Max Kellerman had no problem with the woke NBA playing in the bubble down in Orlando. Oh, that was fine. That was all fine. To hell with Max Kellerman. I never call for people to be fired because I think it's cliche. But I will say this, Max Kellerman has absolutely no business being on the air at ESPN. If I ran ESPN, which I don't, but if I did, there's no way I could allow this dude to be on my airwaves every morning, spewing lies and propaganda. But ESPN will continue to allow it. and their ratings will continue to decline. We are reaching a point where people don't need ESPN anymore, at least for opinion-type shows. You have plenty of people on SiriusXM, YouTube, Spotify, iTunes, wherever you find your podcast. You can find sports opinion shows anywhere now. From people who are not woke, who aren't biased, who aren't agenda-driven. Eventually, the free market in America will make guys like Max Kellerman irrelevant, or more irrelevant than they already are today. What do you guys think of Max Kellerman's comments? Is he right? Is the NFL biased against black quarterbacks? Or is Max Kellerman just another woke idiot? Sound off in the comments below. Let me know what you think. Make sure to like and subscribe. Click the notification bell to receive all notifications from the channel. Best way to contact me is by email at btlkc84@gmail.com. KC_btl84 on Twitter. I'll see you guys this weekend.